prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 17 September 2024. How fast the months are going by. My goodness, about a month and a week or so to another election, another C-election. Wonder what's going to come out of that. Who's going to be ticked off when it's over? Oh, my goodness. And, we could discuss that a lot if we wanted to. We discussed Trump's, supposed second attempt on his life. But it's amazing, by the way. Y'all know who BlackRock is, of course. If you check this out and type those two guys' names in and try to kill him, the first one in August and this one now, you type me in with BlackRock, you'll find out they both did commercials for BlackRock. I thought that was kind of odd. They both did commercials for BlackRock. Just thought you might want to check that out for yourself. Seems kind of odd, does it not? Nonetheless, welcome to the nice program. Glad you're with us. Don't forget this weekend, if nothing happens, we're going to have Bible study. We're going to have a guest come join us via Skype that I really enjoy talking to. And I know you all look forward to hearing from him because I got an email today from a guy, a letter that says, I can't wait to see him at Bible study. We're going to talk to Micah Van Hus. The gentleman is a mental genius when it comes to scriptures and understanding prehistoric things and things before the flood. I love talking to him. So we're going to have him there, but, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, we'll be going live on PastorButch.com under Rumble and on the phone at 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013. Hope you'll join us at 10:30 a.m. First half hour is always dedicated to prayer and praise reports, testimonies. This hour from 11:30 to 12:30 is Christian Worldview News. Prophecy in the headlines, folks. And if you don't take time to look for a prophecy and news headlines, then you're missing out on teachings in the Scripture that will strengthen you, make you much more aware of what's happening, and give you wisdom to know why it's happening. Yeah, it will. So, and then at 1 to 2, we're going to have Micah Van Hus join us. I'm looking forward to that very much, folks. You can join us, like I said, by going to PastorBush.com, clicking on Rumble, and there will be, or go just call on the phone, 339-209-5013. And the spatial's still on with the dictionary and the concordance. I've explained enough to you already over several nights. You already know what I'm talking about. You know what we're doing. We've been blessed, very, very, very blessed to find these books at such a special deal and able to keep getting them for a while. Oh, we were blessed beyond words. And I hope that passes on to y'all, too. Both books, beautiful, beautiful bound books, full of things you need to know to understand Scripture, like how to speak English. I know it sounds silly, but most of us don't understand what the meaning of real words are. Noah Webster's First Dictionary explains those to us with Scripture. And then the Strong Concordance will help you understand the Greek and the Hebrew words in more depth and detail. Both of them, including shipping, is $129.95, folks. That's $60 off or better on what would cost to get out to you with no regular price. So I hope you're taking advantage of that by calling 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And talk to Faith. If she gets to answer the phone, if not, she'll call you back. Leave a message. Faith will call you back, folks, I promise. And she will get your order if you want to place an order, okay? And, of course, we'll be in the office Thursday to take orders also. Now, tonight I want to talk to you a little bit about some things. I'm going to share some scriptures with you. And I'm going to try to make some points and do some reasoning together tonight to help you understand a little more about what the scripture says in Luke chapter 21. Two verses I want to read to you. I'm going to share some current events, prophecy in the news for America, and the world too. But I live in America. My grandchildren live in America. My great-grandchildren live in America. That's where I live. I know what she used to be, at least somewhat, back in the 1950s and early 60s. I know what she's turned into in the last several years, last several decades. Went from a somewhat virtuous country. No, not by any means perfect. They were warmongers back in the 50s, just like they are right now. But the morality was still somewhat here. It's expected to be taught everywhere, including schools. We didn't have any shooters in schools. We didn't have none of that nonsense going on. It wasn't happening. I mean, in West Virginia alone, the last few days, we've had about 140 reports of potential school violence. I'm serious. In West Virginia, we got about a million and a half people in the whole state. Yeah, we have about 140 threats in schools in this little tiny state. That was unheard of, unthought of, totally unacceptable back when I went to school. That wouldn't have been tolerated. Somebody would have paid a heck of a price for that. But things have changed. We did take guns to school back then. We really did. They had gun classes. They had bow and arrow classes. We had things different back then, folks. It'll be different the fact that we were allowed to exercise our freedoms because we had morality. With that, an inward moral code to live by, you cannot have liberty. You cannot have freedom. Unless we have the moral desire to live righteously and live freely without harming others, without doing anything to do anything wrong to somebody else, we cannot maintain our freedom, because either you do it on your own with your own ability, or that you're forced into doing it by the law. So with every immoral act, liberty is lost. You understand that? And with every time we take a handout from our government, liberty is lost. Are you beginning to understand how we lost it all in the last few decades? I think you are. But folks, I know people will disagree, and I can't help it. Let them disagree. I cannot help it. I can't change their mind. They don't want to change. But I tell you now, folks, I don't want to discourage you, but it's not going to get any better. It is not going to get better. Even if Donald J. Trump is elected to the president with a landslide, it is not going to get better. At the best, at the very best, maybe things will slow down slightly. But I've been in this world a long time. And I've watched each administration for many, many decades. Conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, no matter who's in. Each administration took us further and further into debt, into immorality, and tyranny. Understand that. So it's not going to get any better. And in Luke chapter 21, a couple verses I want to read to you there. They'll show you what's coming in the last days. Christ is speaking himself. Luke 21, verse 25, it says, "And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars. And upon the earth, distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." Have you seen distress of nations and perplexity? Have you seen the masses, a lot of times referred to as sea, people in masses, upset and roaring? It says in the next verse, now pay attention. Now listen, because it's important. This ties in tonight's little sermonette, I guess you could say. "Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." Men's hearts will fail them through fear. That can be through stress, anger, frustration, a lot of things. But men's hearts will fail them after looking at those things coming on this earth. And we haven't seen hardly anything yet. We're watching a country being torn apart by illegal immigrants who are raping and killing and pillaging. Oh, and I didn't not say they all are, but enough are that we should make a difference. We should do something to stop it. We see businesses like Big Lots going bankrupt. They had about 1,300 stores, closed 300 already, and now they declare bankruptcy. Oh, but if they were the only one, it'd be no big deal. But we have seen so many businesses close stores and declare bankruptcy and almost going under. But don't you worry. I watch ABC News and I'd like to see what the other side is saying. And I heard her say that she is going to fix the middle class. She's going to come to help the middle class. She's going to fix it. And of course, I believe that. I really do, don't you? Because she has a plan. Her and her vice president, Waltz, wants to create a federal department of groceries. Food price controls and empty shelves won't be far behind. Now, can you imagine the chaos? Already the insanity and the chaos in stores where you, really and truly they're losing supplies, and it's chaotic. You never know what you might be. Something this week and something else next week they're out of. But the supplies are not there like they used to be. You know that. But they want to, through the Federal Trade Commission, they want to make a Federal Department of Groceries so they can fix the price of nation's food supply. Before most of y'all were born, this was done back in 1971-72 under Richard Nixon. Inflation started going through the roof as soon as he dropped the dollar from the gold standard. He started putting in price controls. It didn't work. Businesses could not absorb the loss. So they eventually had to drop it. So can you imagine what's going to happen whenever they bring in a Federal Department of Groceries to control the food prices? What would that lead to in America to have to feed your family? What kind of shortages would that bring to our country? Now, y'all know that Klaus Schwab said, by 2030, about 5 years from now, actually, you're going to own nothing and be happy. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to share one of the ways they have planned right now. I'm not making this up, folks. I'm telling you the truth. They're planning. Now, y'all, if y'all live in any state in this country, just about any state that I know of, you pay a property tax. So what it boils down to, whether you like to admit it or not, you never own your property. It's never your property. It actually belongs to the state and the county. And if you don't pay them rent once a year, I know that, folks. I paid mine a few months ago. And it goes higher. Oh, yes, it went a lot higher in the last several years. But my pay didn't go up that much. But nonetheless, they're going to do something that's going to really, I think, shake the world up in America and probably cause a loss of a lot of property. Because they're going to bring on a federal property tax. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Think about that. By 2030, you own nothing and be happy. There's a reason why you'll never truly own your home. It is called the property tax. It is a yearly tax paid forever based on what the taxers say your home is worth this year, irrespective of what you paid for it when you thought it, you bought it. You may have paid $250,000 for it many years ago, maybe because that's all you could afford to pay when you thought you bought it. Fast forward 10 years, and the taxers say it is now worth $500,000. And assess the tax you're required to pay on the basis of that figure. Your gains are $250,000, and now you owe. Never mind that no actual increase in your worth and to your ability to pay has occurred because you're living in rather than selling the house. These ever upticking taxes on what you say may think like to think as of your home, which of course it is not. If you're obliged to pay money in order to be allowed to occupy it, you are paying rent. Serve the dual purpose of preventing you from ever truly owning your home, eventually forcing you out of your home. How do you think Klaus Schwab is going to do that, folks? How about a federal property tax? How about it? It's been proposed. Think about it. With ever-increasing rent-style property taxes, the owner will eventually no longer be able to pay. This happens routinely, especially to older people who aren't able to work full-time any longer, who thought bought the house years ago when they thought they could afford to live in it. They were able to at the time, based on the income they had and the taxes as they were, but when their income is no longer sufficient to pay property taxes that have doubled over time, they're obliged to sell. Put more bluntly, more honestly, they are forced to have what they consider to be their home. Now imagine the effect of the federal property tax on top of that. This is what is coming if the leftists, there are no Democrats anymore, except for RFK Jr., and he's now a Republican, have their way with what's left of this country. The leftists, who are in fact communists, just not yet willing to call themselves that openly, do not call it that, of course. They use semantic sleight of hand instead, styling their proposal to evict working and middle-class families from their homes they are allowed to pretend they own as unrealized capital gains tax. And, of course, it will only be paid by the rich. Just like the communists who called themselves progressives at the time promised that the working and middle-class a century ago, when they trotted out the tax on income, only millionaires would pay. And now, that is how they sold the working middle class tax into slavery. The old saying about how it's impossible to cheat an honest man comes to mind. The working middle class idiots of a century also ago allowed their envy and vindictiveness to get the better of their judgment. And they are now working in this middle class. Everyone gets to pay for that each April 15th. It looks like the same is about to happen again. Playing to the envy and the vindictiveness of the useful idiots of all classes, the communists say that billionaires, inflation and all, will be the only ones who have paid the unrealized capital gains tax. They and big corporations, easy to hate them too. Even easier to exploit that hate. I'm not going to read this whole thing to you, folks. But before you know it, just like with the income tax, they sold to people because they want to see the rich pay more in taxes, which, of course, they really didn't. They can get out a lot easier than we can. So they're going to push this federal property tax in order to bring the middle class and the poorer class into submission so they will have to sell their property in order to eat and keep living in their homes. That's what we're seeing happen. Did I say that men's hearts were failing because of fear? Oh, that won't scare me to death, preacher. Well, no longer can buy groceries because of the federal grocery bill law. You can't afford to pay for your home any longer. You're forced into 15-minute cities. You're told that you cannot teach your children the Word of God or anything moral. And you're starting to see your family dissolve into nothing, as already has in this country. Don't you think that could be kind of serious? And now we're seeing the world pushed into another war, World War III, the Middle East, Ukraine, Russia. Russia and China said that's going to combine forces if they face a threat. They're going to combine forces. And by the way, that was prophesied by Dmitry Duman clear back in the 80s. Clear back in the 80s. And would you believe that most Americans and Europeans have no idea at all? They have no idea at all how serious the developments are in this Russia-Ukraine conflict. They have no idea how close we are to World War III and a nuclear war. We just never had the ability to conceive this could happen in America. But folks, if we go into nuclear war, if we give long-range weapons to Ukraine, and they strike inside Russia, do you think that they won't strike inside the USA? It's getting so bad now that the United States Air Force landed F-35A fighter jets on a highway in Finland to practice how aircraft might operate in a high-intensity future war when the bases are destroyed. Oh, yeah, I'm serious about that. The program is called ACE. That's what they call the program that's set up by the Air Force. And its idea is to be able to operate with very little, support, because the bases will be destroyed and they won't be there to support them like they thought it would. So they're practicing landing jets and other equipment on highways in different countries in Europe. That's what they're doing. And this is happening as we speak. It's not happening next week or next month. It's already happened. This is how serious this is. So understand, folks, that the fear is going to increase the first time a nuke is set off somewhere in this world. And one hit somewhere in the USA. Fear will explode. People panic now over somebody walking down the street with a gun in their hand. What are they going to do when a nuclear bomb hits D.C., New York, Miami, San Francisco? What are you going to do? And this so-called ACE, or Agile Combat Employment, is now in the workings, and other nations are also doing the same thing. Germany is. They're trying to practice landing Eurofighter Typhoons and other things on the roads in NATO and in Europe. So don't think for one minute that this is not going to escalate to something a whole lot more than we can ever dream about. Folks, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just sharing with you my heart. I'm going to tell you something I don't tell many people, because I'm a pastor and I'm supposed to be above all this, and I don't have any real feelings. You know, I'm Superman when it comes to spiritual things, right? Not even close. I get troubled. I do. I get troubled a lot of things. I'm troubled that my foot still hurts. It's getting better, but it still hurts enough that I can hardly walk. It troubles me. It troubles me that there are things I see happening around me that I can't do anything about. That I can't reach out and help people that I want to help. I'm only a man. I get troubled because I've had to take time off to go see doctors this year more than I ever had my whole life. Not because I'm the pity party. God forbid that. But it keeps me from doing things that I think I should be doing. I'm only a man, folks. And I know in my heart it's in my Father's will or it won't be happening. I know that. Romans 8:28 says that. And a lot of times I've been laying on an examination bed. I say, Father, my body's in your hands. You created it. You gave it to me to use, to glorify you. Whatever your will is, let it be done. And by the way, I'm thinking of this, by the way. Remember last night I asked prayer for Heather's daughter, Hannah, one that had a growth on her ovary about the size of a big growth. Well, they had it examined today, and they're pretty almost certain it's not cancerous, but I've taken it out. So thanks for your prayers. Don't quit praying, Nicholas. It's not over yet. Hannah is going to be okay, we think, all right? And thanks again for your prayers. So understand, Ukraine's already lost over 1 million Ukrainian military, already dead or injured in this three-year war. Over a million. Putin has a million men reserve waiting right now. The dollar is on the verge of becoming no longer the world currency. As a matter of fact, the BRICS nations confirmed that 159 nations will now adopt the new global payment system, isolating the dollar. 159 countries say, we don't want the dollar. We don't want the dollar. We're not going to use it any longer. So when nations are pushed into a corner economically, what was Japan, World War II, or Germany, World War II, or other nations in other wars, when they're pushed into a corner economically, they strike out. War is very profitable, folks, to some people. War is very profitable to both sides. I mean, World War II, American corporations financed both sides, Germany and us. That's a fact. That's a fact. Vietnam, the same, financed both sides because there's money in war. War's a racket. As I'm trying to think of his name right now, but I forgot his name, said, war's a racket. But now that the BRICS nations are coming out and saying, we're going to quit using the dollar, 125 of them have joined, I think perhaps maybe we should pay attention to this country and what's coming. You know, after the break, I'm going to share some thoughts with you, scriptural thoughts, because as this goes on and this increases, and we see more and more of this happening in our country, we're going to have to realize that we need to be closer to our Lord, closer in a walk with Him. And folks, don't be walking around thinking, well, He's going to put us somewhere safe. He may do that, but He didn't promise that. He may take you home. You'll be safe there. But He didn't promise that. Look, all the martyrs have been martyrs since Christ left. Millions of them. Slaughtered for the cause of Christ. Why do we think we're special? That's the downfall of America, just like ancient Israel. Haughty. Hard-headed. Puffed up in themselves. Oh, we're God's people. It won't happen here. Oh, yeah, folks. There'll be millions, according to Revelation, millions beheaded for the cause of Christ. He may take you somewhere safe, and He may not. But I want you to know tonight, if we have faith in Him, I'm going to share some scriptures. Then I'm going to play a song for you and take phone calls. If we have faith in Him and follow His word and walk close to Him, it'll be very hard, I'm sure, physically and probably mentally, and so much more spiritually. But we realize that death is not the end for us. I think you'll find peace and contentment in Christ. After the break, we'll share some of that and take phone calls next half hour at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is your soul and chill. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
And folks, everyone, Christians and non-Christians, are looking for some way to handle situations, whether it's anything in a world scale or personal life. We all have situations to go through. And it's not always easy. I'm not going to get in a lot of detail, but the loss of a loved one or a sick loved one that you know is suffering, it can hurt. Of course it can hurt. I mean, don't you think it hurt Christ, the Father of Christ, when he saw him hanging on the cross? They had to turn his back on him? Of course it did. But nonetheless, let me read to you something out of John, Book of John, chapter 14, verse 27. Listen to this. If I can find it very quickly here. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You say, I'm going away, but I'm coming back for you. I'm going to leave a peace with you. Now, folks, I must tell you, there are times when that peace can seem like it's not there. You can't find it, it's not there, but it really is there. I know it's hard. It's sometimes it's hard, and you're going through certain things, and maybe in a dark room, it's nighttime, and nighttime when things seem like you get worse. Isn't that not true? Isn't that not true? And your mind's doing things, and you're trying to pull it together. You know, folks, many, many, many times, I've had to lay in the dark and talk to Christ and whisper his name. I've been attacked demonically. Literally, I have been. Seriously, I have been. I've been attacked demonically. I've had to cry out to Christ and get deliverance. It's nothing new. But Christ said, I'm going to give you a peace. What kind of peace would that be? It's a peace that the world can't take away because the world didn't give it to you. It's a peace of knowing that no matter what happens on this earth, and no matter what you live to be, 30 or 80 or 100, your life's going to be over one day, but your life won't be over in Christ if you're born again Christian. You'll have eternal life in him, in paradise. That's a peace it gives you. We're all going to die one day. The point of the man wants to die. After that, the judgment. But that peace in my heart and mind, folks, so yes, there are times I'm troubled and I have to really pray and fight through things. I'm only a man, like I said to you many times already. But you know, he said in Matthew chapter 11, talking to people out there. Listen, if you're not a Christian tonight, you may know what I'm talking about. You may not care. But I know the people out there listening tonight, I'm sure, are not walking in Christ. I'm sure they are. We're talking to thousands of people. And some of you are tormented for whatever reason may be. Now, you may be listening on rebroadcast. This is live at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday night. This is rebroadcast all over the Northwest on weekends and other stations later tonight. So, out there somewhere listening is somebody that may be going through a divorce, losing their home, have a sick loved one, are troubled by many things, and they don't know who Christ is. They don't know how to turn to Him for peace and contentment. Let me read something to you here. Christ speaking again. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Folks, I can't tell you how to do it perfectly because I haven't done it perfectly yet either. But once we turn everything over to Him, the load gets much lighter. Once I realize that nothing's going to happen to me, that He doesn't allow for His glory and for my good, that's in promise in Romans 8:28, then my life becomes much simpler. Much, much simpler. Much more easy to bear sometimes. When I feel down, depressed, which I have, I'm only a man, folks. May I tell you this? The phone lines, if you want to call, go ahead and call. I'll get to you in a minute, I promise. 844-769-2944. I went to the wound doctor last Wednesday to have my foot checked out. They said it's getting better, which is a slow, slow process. But I was in there. They brought a man in a hospital bed by ambulance, and his feet were all broken out in sores, cracked, would have been bleeding. Obviously, he couldn't walk. And I said, "Father, please help me quit my whining and complaining and murmuring over one sore in my foot." I felt ashamed. And sometimes that's what it takes to get my attention because I'm a little hard-headed. So he gave me peace seeing that, realizing that he's still in charge of my life, and I have nothing to complain about. In James chapter 1, verse 2, "My brethren, count all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience," or means endurance. It gives you a perseverance. That's what faith does. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Is it sinking in? Am I making sense tonight? You know, in Psalms 23 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall feel no evil, for thou art with me." Folks, let me just tell you. I watched some of my loved ones pass away. My dad passed away in March 2016, almost 92 years old. He didn't go out in a panic. He was tired. He just went to sleep. And we went to sleep at a peaceful sleep. He was not upset. He wasn't scared. He was absolutely at calm peace with his Savior because he wanted to see his Savior. He wanted to see his loved ones and my mom. My dad wasn't afraid. He loved the Lord. I've seen that in other peoples who knew Christ. I can only imagine a terror in somebody's eyes when they realize they have no hope beyond this world. But you know, in Revelation, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, Revelation chapter 21, it says this, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Yeah, no more tears. Tears of sorrow, tears of hurt will not be there. Even tears of joy, I don't think, will be there because joy will be permanent. You won't understand anything but joy. All the tears you shed on this earth, for whatever reason, all the fears and concerns that you had faith enough to get through, all that will be gone. He'll wipe all tears from your eyes. And there should be no more death. No more death. neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. I shall get up on my foot and walk without having to limp, without having to talk myself into getting up because it's going to hurt. And that's nothing compared to most people. But it'll be gone. For the former things have passed away, or passed away. And verse 5 says, and he that sat upon the throne, to behold, and make all things new. Yeah, then he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. That's what we live for, folks. Don't be discouraged. I understand we're just people. I understand we get frustrated and angry. I do. But I don't want to stay there. I start counting my blessings. Ask my Father to please be glorified in me. Don't let me whimper and whine and complain. Let me walk in Christ as Christ walked in him. Let me live the way a Christian should live. I'm going to play one song for you. I'm going to go, we're going to talk to Chance and Daryl and everybody. Okay? I'm going to play a song for you. It's an oldie. Some of what, just about my favorite group that ever sang, called the McCameys. The lady sang the lead, Peg McCamey, passed away a couple years ago. Got to meet her and her husband at a sing we had here in Summersville, West Virginia, several years ago. What a sweet, humble people to work with and talk to. What a sweet couple and a sweet family. Now, this song is entitled God on the Mountain. I want you to listen to the words. I don't care what you're going through, whether you're going through an up or down or in between time. Even whenever Paul was going to be beheaded, God was still God and he was still with him. God does not desert us. He does not leave us. He does not forsake us. So the God in the valley is still God in the mountain. Do not be discouraged. Listen to this song, please.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. Things go wrong. So easy when life's at its best, but it's down in the valley of trials and temptation. That's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the when life's at its best.
paddocks down in the valley of trials and temptations. You see, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain, he's still God in the land. He's still God.
Wow. That lady was fun to watch on stage. If that don't make you get excited, if you're a believer, there's something wrong with you inside. Let's go to the phones like I promised. Let's start with our brother Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch. The name you were looking for, and I'm sure you'll remember
Smedley.
I
got it already. I remember it now.
Smedley Darlington Butler.
Yes, I remember it now.
The guy that wrote War is a Racket. It 1935, I think, was first published. War is a Racket. Smedley Darlington Butler, he was a Quaker. He rose to the rank of Major General, which was the highest ranking, I believe, at that time in the Marine Corps. He became the Marine Corps Commandant. So
wow.
He wrote that book back there because he got tired of being used by the big corporations to fight all those wars in Latin America, etc. He just got tired of it, and he felt he was used. He was a Quaker, and he was from Pennsylvania, I think somewhere around Chester, Pennsylvania. But Smedley Darlington Butler is the name you were looking for. There's all he was a Marine's Marine, like they say in the Army, a soldier's soldier. But he's a guy that got down in the mud and fought with the soldiers. But there's an even greater warrior than Smedley D. Butler, and that's the Lord God Almighty, Yahweh.
Amen.
Because we read in Exodus 15:3, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name, and we have to remember that people coming out of the Israelites, the Hebrew people coming out, they faced the greatest, military at the time was, it'd be like a modern-day armored forces, but the ancient armored forces of the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh of Egypt, who
right.
had them backed up. And they didn't have too many people with a lot of military weaponry, and they were with their backs against the Red Sea, facing an armored force, a bunch of chariots and that, and horses, and looked like they were goners. And the Lord intervened and set one of the greatest ambushes ever seen. He brought the Red Sea down on top of the pursuing Egyptian forces, who thought they had an easy victory in front of them, a bunch of civilians, basically unarmed, and he brought one of the greatest ambushes off in the world.
Amen.
So we serve a mighty God. He's the God that does wonders. Psalm 77:14. We need to remember that the devil's got some big tough troops, but he ain't got nothing compared to God. Amen. Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Are you there, Pastor?
I'm here.
Yeah, I said amen, huh, Pastor Butch? We serve a God who can defeat the greatest odds.
Absolutely.
Against us.
Absolutely.
So we need to remember that. And
amen.
Thank you, Pastor Butch, for being faithful and for encouraging those of us who, like me, who whine, murmur, and complain too much. So God bless you, Pastor Butch. Love you and appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the call. I tell you, Daryl's been a faithful friend and supporter of this ministry for so many years. We talk about every Thursday, and we joke sometimes, but we have prayer together. But he stood with us for a long time. Let's go to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
No, I don't have an internet. No, I don't have a cell phone. And no, I don't have mainstream TV. By gosh, surprise, I'm still alive.
By golly, how about that?
By golly. Now, you mentioned before about archery class and gun target
practice shooting
in school. You don't need them anymore, Pastor Butch. You know why? Because now you got litter boxes in the bathroom and you got water in the bathroom.
Oh, and of course, we have the tampons for the boys, their bathroom,
and
too,
the
now.
Tampons for the, let's not forget that. We need those. Now,
that's true.
Now, let me tell you when this country went to pot. When people started accepting their rights, suddenly became privileges. Now,
that's
I'll give
right.
you one example. Here we go. Get a load of this. Driving. Driving. Traveling. All of a sudden became a privilege.
That's right.
Pastor Butch.
That's right.
Now let me give you an example. All right. You wake up. You throw on some clothes, which you bought, by the way. You leave your house, which you paid for, by the way. You go out to your car, which you paid for. So you check your glove compartment to make sure you have your license, registration, car insurance, by the way, which you paid for. Make sure your plate is on your car, by the way, which you paid for. You get on the road because your car can't fly, so you have to drive on their roads, right?
Right.
On their roads. So, you go to the store, you park the car, you run in, you get your loaf of bread that you paid over $5 for, which you pay for. Then you discover you need gas. So you gas up, you pay for the gas with your money, right?
Right.
And you come back home. So there's your privilege. See, that's a privilege. I got one question, Pastor Butch. Now, you know how you need a license to hunt deer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, let's say I'm driving down the road. Now, when you have a license to hunt deer, doesn't that imply that somebody owns those deer? That
yes,
you have
does.
To pay a license for,
yes,
huh?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Okay, so now what if a buck runs in front of your car, damages your car? Now, if they own the deer, why shouldn't you not have the right to sue them? You say, hey,
I agree.
Wait, this is your deer? You charge people a license to hunt them, so you must own them. So why do I have to pay higher insurance? You got to pay for the damage to my car. Now, wouldn't that be proper?
Yeah, that'd be fair.
Well, see, we don't live in a fair society. That's the point I'm going to make. Just that simple... That simple little story I told you about hopping in your car to go get a loaf of bread in your car is a privilege.
Yes, it is, and we don't even know that. We think we're doing something we have a right to do.
Yeah, and let me finish it. And then when you're done eating that bread, once you get home, right, you seal a package up, you put it in the refrigerator, to which you paid for that refrigerator. And you paid for the electricity to keep that refrigerator going. So everything they got us thinking is one big privilege. You see how they pulled
the
wool? See how they pulled the wool over everybody's eyes and people
absolutely.
Bought it?
Absolutely.
God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you, Chance. Thanks for the call. I've thought about that many times, folks, over the years. Can you imagine the founders of this country, the ones that started moving west, asking to get a license to drive their wagons through the state and asking permission to carry a gun through the state from state to state, have to get a permit in every state. Can you imagine them doing that? No. What's changed? We did. Well, folks, the program tonight was not to bring you down. It was to give you a lift. We are only seeing the beginning of woes. Only the beginning. Yes, I get hurt inside. I get angry inside when I see what's happening. Well, I see good men like Pastor Derek going to prison for trying to stop perverts from dancing in front of children. Then when I see the parents bring the children in there, that makes me very angry. It does. And I can let that wear me down to the point that I become angry and vindictive and bitter. But I can't do that because bitterness will spring up and destroy my faith in Christ. Yes, it will. It did to the Hebrews. It's a poison. So, yes, I want to tell you tonight that we have a hope. We have a what we're looking for. An avenue to go into when things get really rough. We can turn to Christ and His Word and His promises. Let's speak to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Down about the last, we've got to hurry. Go ahead.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
I want to tell you about this blessing. I was going down the road. They had a rodeo in south of town, and I was going down the road. Horses coming towards me, two-lane highway. I'm going down the road. I slow down because of the horses. Here comes this pickup truck, double yellow line and a curve. It comes zipping around them, just a couple of feet. Maybe made it, but God was there.
Amen.
Yeah. God was there.
Well, you ever stop and think? You ever stop and think, Jan, that if we didn't have the Holy Spirit and Christ and angels protecting us, Satan would kill us a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. We'd have been gone.
Absolutely.
Out of here. And it would have been, and a lot of times it would have been our own fault because we put ourselves in those situations.
Yes, we do.
By not following the Word of God. The only answer to all of this is God.
Amen. Amen.
It's just that simple.
And the promises we have.
We got
love you too,
a Bible study this weekend.
We sure do, Lord willing.
All right.
We sure do.
See you there.
See
you then.
Okay. Folks, I'm so blessed to have people like Jan that do watch us live on Bible study. I repeat, and Daryl does too, by the way. And William from Oak Hill, West Virginia, watches us live too. And many, many more do. Most of them don't call in, but we have many more watches from Massachusetts and everywhere. And France. Yeah, France even. They speak hillbilly in France. Can you imagine that? But I just wanted tonight to have a little time, just me and you. I wanted to speak to you just like you're sitting right here in the studio with me. You're drinking a bottle of water like I am. I get down my Berkey and I fill it up and I drink it. I like just to share that with you, just to have you come in and stand with me and maybe want to drink a glass of iced tea or something, whatever. We just speak from our heart and share our thoughts, and we see how each of us are just mere mortals. We're nowhere near what we should be in Christ, but we're all growing. These are all things that I recognize and understand, folks, because I'm just a man myself, nothing but a man. And sometimes I cotton pick and poor excuse for a Christian, but I want to do better. I do love you. I do love you. And if you can help us keep the bills paid, folks, if you'd like to order a concordance and a dictionary, please do so. No, we don't make a lot of money on those at all, but it does help keep the lights on. We're doing our best to give you something that you can use and keep everything running here. You know, our program's going off the air. You know that. Thank you for being with me going on 32 years. I love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night with Jerry Barrett. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.